We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school softball tonight. Griswold will entertain Nottoway Valley. We'll have coverage on KSOM. Jody Russell, head coach for Griswold softball, with us now. Coach, and how do you feel about your team coming into this matchup against the Wolverines?
Yeah, I think the girls have built a lot of confidence over the last week and a half. They're just doing a good job being, I expected kind of coming into the season, I felt like we were very balanced both offensively and defensively. I think that's what the girls have shown so far. I think they've just built some confidence with that.
Well, your offense seems to be very good. I mean, you're scoring in runs. Everybody's off to a fast start so far. I mean, like Amanda Hauser hitting 500, Abby Gollenhorst hitting 444, Courtney Fulman hitting 400. I mean, that's just three players. Addison Adams hitting 455. You know, what do you like about the bats right now?
I think the girls have just been really disciplined. We've seen a lot of different, speeds and everything with pitchers so far, but I feel like the girls have been really disciplined night to night, just in their pitch selection and being ready when they get a good pitch to swing at it, and just being able to produce runs throughout the order. I think is the thing that's really impressed me most with that.
And what has stood out the most pitching wise between Ailey Wallert and Sadie Gollenhorst?
So yeah, Ailey Wallert. They're both doing a really good job. And like you said, we're just looking at it as a pitching staff and keeping them both ready and ready for each night, game night tonight. And they both done a great job when they're up there, and also ready to come in and relieve each other anytime that's needed too. So I think that's a really good strength we have for our team.
Yeah. So what do you make of this challenge with Nottoway Valley? They're undefeated. You're undefeated. It's kind of a good early season test, it looks like.
Yeah, and I'm excited about it. It should be a good game. Obviously, they've been putting up runs as well in their games, and they have got a lot of offensive strength. So I think that should be a good challenge, and we're looking forward to it.
What has been the biggest thing that has characterized, you think, this softball team on your great start so far this year?
I think just the girls have played with a lot of focus and been really consistent with that through games, regardless of what the score is or what's going on. I've just really been impressed with them staying really focused. And just, I think the other thing I've been impressed with, just making some really good defensive plays. Defensive plays I know that they're really capable of, and they've been doing a great, but a lot of times early in the season, you just won't have the consistency that they've shown already this way with that. So I've just been really happy with that.
So, I mean, defense, that's something that you obviously worked on a lot. Is that a huge emphasis that you're always talking to the players about?
Yeah, I mean, I think it takes both, of course, but, the saying, defense wins championships, and I think that's key. So we've been working on everything since the beginning of the season, and we'll continue to work on more situational stuff as we can, as we get going. As you know, it's difficult early in the season with missing track and graduations and all that kind of stuff, but we're anxious to get into more of that. But the girls have really done a nice job with it.
Well, big matchup tonight as you battle the Wolverines. It'll be a 5:30 JV. We'll have coverage of the varsity game starting at 7 here on KSOM. Coach, really appreciate your time. Looking forward to coming back to Griswold. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Looking forward to seeing you.
Jody Russell, head coach for Griswold softball here on KSOM.